The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading.
And I just realized I hit my microphone off. So I'm thinking, why is that music not going down? And then I realized, hey, my mic was off. So that's the reason why. Listen, if you want to call into the show, 800-313-9443. I am filling in for John Stadtmiller, who is off doing whatever it is he needs to be doing. And you are listening to the National Intel Report. And when we went to break, Lester, you were making your point about the modern money mechanics, so please go right ahead.
Well, yeah, it's your signature that authorizes them to create the money.
Okay.
When you sign your loan agreement, right?
Okay.
You authorize the Federal Reserve Bank to take and create the money that you're borrowing. And it didn't exist before you signed that loan.
All right.
And then they're charging you money or interest on money that you created.
Out of thin air.
So it's something that, you know, I don't see many people looking into this, but that is how it works. I mean, it's a government document. You know, well, I don't, it's a Federal Reserve document. I mean, you can go online and get it and download it and everything.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll put a link on my website to this document. But, you know, I do have, talking about money, which is what we're talking about mostly this afternoon, I do have on my website, which is three words, the unsolicited opinion, under the tab entitled UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, I've actually got a link, and maybe you've even seen this movie, Lester. It's The Money Masters, How International Bankers Gain Control of America, and it's about 3 hours long. But it's really a very, very fascinating little documentary to watch for those of you who feel like watching it. I would suggest it.
Let me take you back a little bit in history in my time, you know, because I'm not too young, but I'm not too old either. But my father fought in England, or he was in England during World War II, right?
Okay.
Well, at the end of World War II, at the end of it, Hitler flew missions over England, dropping pamphlets. Quit bombing England, literally flew missions over England dropping pamphlets. Do you know what the pamphlets read?
Not sure. No, I don't think I do.
Yankee, you might have won the war, but they'll buy you out and then they'll starve you out. Them were Hitler's last words to the Yankees at the end of World War II. Now,
yeah.
Do you know who they are?
Do I know who they are? Do I know who it is behind the central banks of the world? The money changers, the people who control the game?
See what I'm saying? Do you know who Hitler was talking about?
Yes, I do.
You can't fight an enemy you can't see.
Well, yeah, but we can see the enemy. We know who they are.
I know. Well, that's why I'm...
You know what I'm saying? That's the whole purpose of this network. It's the purpose of this show. It's the purpose of my show to illuminate for people who don't understand who the enemy is, exactly who the enemies are. These people who control the Federal Reserve Bank, who are the creators of it, their descendants and their cronies are the enemies of humanity because their goal is to enslave all of us. Period. End of story.
You're talking about the devil and his demons, huh?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different names I could think of to use for them. A lot of them, unfortunately, I cannot say on the air, but I want to thank you, Lester, for calling.
Well, you know, there are things that people should take and check into and just, you know.
I agree.
One of the best ways I got to waken people up, you know how solicitors are always calling you, right?
Yeah, I know. Listen, music is my cue that we're going to break. Thanks for calling, Lester. I appreciate it. When we come back from break, Rona, I will grab you, so don't hang up.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the National Intel Report, and I'm just filling in for today for John. And you can hear my show. I'm regularly on this network at 10 o'clock, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Central Time. You can listen in to my show, which is called The Unsolicited Opinion. So I hope some of you who are listening right now who haven't listened to my show decide to tune in. Anyway, if you want to call into the show today, 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. Listen, if you're a fan of Facebook, you can find us on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to say hello to everybody listening on our latest station, which is KHFX 1140 AM Dallas, and on all the other stations around the country that are carrying our programming. And if you would like to advertise your business or service on a network that tells the truth, the way to make the truth happen and continue to happen, if you want to continue to hear this, then you need to help out. 800-724-2719 is the number to reach the studio so that you can, advertise your business or service. I suggest you do because I think it's a great idea. Now, I have a caller, Mona in California. Mona, are you still there?
Yes, Maggie. Nice to talk to you.
You too. How you doing?
I was triggered by your use of the phrase sustainable development as being the evil thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. I would not equate it with anything good. Do you?
Yes, I do, and I'd like to ask
you. Do you really? Why? Why? Tell me how you think denying freedom and liberty, that there's anything good about that.
Because the Earth can only sustain a certain amount of development.
Oh, really? Based on whose determination? Who's determined that, Mona?
Based on the way the population and technology is developing so quickly that the human population, which used to take 1,000 years to double, is now doubling in 50 years. Because the human being tends to procreate approximately 2 of himself.
Oh, okay. So I think you probably think we're running out of open space, right?
Oh, no. I think we're running out of tungsten and metal and ore and arable land and clean water and other species of animals and everything else.
Oh, really? Interesting.
It's time for us to control our breeding.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I have to honestly beg to differ with you a little bit, Mona, because I think that the whole hoax of global warming is nothing but a hoax. And
it
has been designed. It is a lie. It's a big lie. And it's been designed by the same people who came up with the whole hoax of the Federal Reserve Bank, the big con that they've been using for 100 years to manipulate the masses and dupe them into thinking, using false science and lies and the chicken little sky is falling mantra that they do so exceedingly well, into thinking that, oh, the Earth is, oh, we're running out of carrying capacity and we just can't sustain ourselves. And I think that's absolutely a lie. But if you want to have power and control over people, Mona, then one of the ways that you do that is you manipulate them utilizing lies. And I think that the people pushing this whole hustle that, oh, there's just too many people in the world, well, it's a big lie. It's absolutely a big lie.
I agree that global warming is a terrible and evil hoax perpetrated on people to think they need to give taxes to some bureaucrat in order to have the world's resources distributed in sort of a communistic fashion. But I am not a communistic environmentalist. I am a Renaissance environmentalist. There's a huge difference.
A Renaissance environmentalist. Well, give me the definition of a Renaissance environmentalist, if you would, please.
The Renaissance environmentalists believe that when man takes the next evolutionary step in his superiority over the other animals, which is our brain capacity right now, I mean, actually, we have two great powers. Reproductive power, which we far outclass any other mammal. We're excellent reproducers, and we have our brains. It's time for us to use our brains to control our reproduction, or we're going to run into trouble. So when we do that, when we take that step of exercising our mental power over our breeding power and bring ourselves into an appropriate niche with the rest of these species of animals, we will have a huge renaissance because there will be enough resources for everyone to exploit themselves like Renaissance princes. We'll have so much technology per person that we'll all be rich.
So what types of technology do you think that we have right now currently we should eliminate? Are there some that you would suggest, oh, we should keep all the technology, we should just stop procreating, we shouldn't have any more humans because we're running out of things like water? Do you think we're running out of water?
I think we should develop technologies for birth control and offer them to every woman on the planet to use at her own personal discretion. Every woman should be empowered to control her reproductive destiny. That's what we should be producing. I mean, the other technologies are wonderful. I love them all. We should be traveling around on wings made out of gyroscopes. But in order to lower the numbers of people, we have to lower the birth rate. We don't need to blow up people. That's the opposite of what we're trying to accomplish. It destroys the planet. We need to empower women, provide them with all technologies available to give her the power over her reproductive destiny, and the birth rate will automatically go down to a desirable level.
Well, what's a desirable level of the number of humans on the planet in your mind?
At present, I think that the Georgia guidestones are correct, it would be heaven on earth if there were only a half a billion of us. But you see, what baffles me about people who are opposed to this type of thinking is that they think when you say we need to lower the population, they immediately go to murder and death. That's so unevolved. We don't have to kill one single person. Everyone who wants to be born, in other words, has a mother that's willing to devote her life to it, should be born. And no one else should be born. It would be like going back to the old standard of not allowing illegitimate children, except in this case, the woman, not the man, would be in charge of who gets born.
So do you think that China's policies for procreation, do you think those are appropriate?
I think China demonstrated such incredible ability to control their reproduction that I'm actually afraid they'll take over the world and complete the extermination of the white race, which we've seen for the last three generations. That's how much I applaud their efforts.
So you think that one human forcing another to have an abortion is a laudable thing?
They didn't do that. That's not true.
They haven't forced people to have abortions. Well, how do they end up with then like 30 million more men than women? How did that happen? I mean, how did it become so skewed that there are less available women for the number of younger men in China? How did that happen? Did it just happen randomly?
China said, you can have all the kids you want. We're not forcing any abortions. But we, the government, will only support one. Your first child will be given medical care, shelter, education, etc. Your second child is on its own. So because of the odd view of the Chinese people preferring men to women, the women automatically just chose to get rid of their girl fetuses. But no one was forced to have an abortion. That is not true.
Oh, you wouldn't think that by their the government's desire to withhold different services, and I would say that a lot of those people never got them in the first place, regardless of whether or not they were procreating and having children or not. I would say based upon when you look at the conditions in China, I would say that not too many of them are getting much health care or any of the other accoutrements of a 21st century standard of living that we have experienced here in this country heretofore. I don't know. I don't think that it was such an optional thing much as you would like to say it's optional. I think that the way that they manipulate people takes away any options that one might have.
Well, and that's what we should do. We shouldn't ever, no woman should be forced to have a baby or to abort a baby. That's barbaric beyond belief. But it is reasonable for the government to implement nudging options, like we should be giving negative income taxes to women who choose not to have children. We should say, for every year a fertile woman refrains from having a child, we'll give you $100,000. I mean, $10,000. And if you're willing to have no children at all, here's a check for $100,000. I would applaud that type of manipulation. But no one can say that's the same as grabbing a woman by her hands and legs, straddling her to the bed, and carving out a baby, which is what we're being told through because of the incorrect statements that we're hearing about China. They never did that.
No, I don't think. I imagine, do you think some of the other things that we hear about China, like shooting people who run factories and that, if they end up having a product they ship here with a little antifreeze in it when it's just supposed to be cough syrup, do you think those things aren't accurate either? Or do you think because it is a communist nation that they do those kinds of things there? What do you think?
I don't know about that. The only thing I know about is population control, and I think China did a good job and that they didn't use any force in achieving their goal.
Well, there's a lot of different ways to use force besides just putting a gun to one's head. Mona, I want to thank you for calling. That music is the cue. We're going to break. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go away. This is the National Intel Report, and my name is Maggie Rodden, filling in for John Stantmiller.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
I am sitting in here today for John Stadtmiller. You are listening to the National Intel Report. No, your ears were not deceiving you. I'm not John, and he'll be back tomorrow, I guess. And if you'd like to call into the show today, you are welcome to do so. 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. I want to make one more point with my conversation with the last caller, Mona from California. I believe in freedom and liberty, and I don't believe that it's the government's right to dictate what another human being chooses to do. I am all about the tenets that were established in the Declaration of Independence that says that all men are created equal, and we have unalienable rights to life, liberty, property, pursuit of happiness, so on and so forth. And I don't think that these manipulations by governments, such as China does manipulate the people, I don't want any government manipulating me. I want small governments. I want them to mind their own business and get the hell out of my life, quite frankly. Anyway, on that note, let's go to Tim in West Virginia. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hi, Maggie. How are you today?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and I'll tell you what, in the vein of, vein is a pun, too, in the vein of John Stadtmiller, since he's not there, we'll let John know if he listens to the rebroadcast of this, that my veins are sticking out in my temples and my neck just like his would be right now. But I hope that you gave that eugenicist that much airtime to prove what a fool she was. You know, if it weren't for biofuels using all of our corn that could feed these people on this earth, and if it weren't for Agenda 21 and the powers that be wanting to round us up and put us into urban areas, and anyone that's ever flown in a plane in their life has seen the massive amount of vacant land on the face of this earth, it just it bores me to hear people talk about the Georgia Guidestones being the right thing to do. You know, I mean, 500 million people, where's she coming from? I'm incensed over her discussion.
Well, Tim, that's why I think sometimes it's good to hear people who have that ideology. Let them talk, because then that is an eye-opener for a lot of people who really don't get it, that there are people actually who think that it would be good if we got rid of most of the people who are on this planet. And I don't feel that way. I think what we need to do is get rid of the people who are impeding progress on this planet, get them the hell out of the way. We've got all kinds of natural resources that we haven't been allowed to access because these people who are in control do not want us to be able to access our natural resources. There's plenty of land, there's plenty of air, there's plenty of water, there's plenty of minerals. We've got everything we need. We need these people to get the hell out of our way and mind their own business. And
that's exactly right. And that's why I am so incensed. And I'll tell you what, I suspect she's probably a Rockefeller, Soros, Maurice Strong lackey or shill. And I have one piece of advice to her as we wrap up our conversation. If she is so petulant about going with this 500 million people like the Georgia Guidestones, I would recommend the lady go to her pantry, get out a box of hefty trash bags, pull all the twisty ties out of it, twist them all together, put the bag over her head, and we'll start with her on that march to the 500 million people on Earth. She can just put her money where her mouth is and her life where her mouth is. It disgusts me listening to her.
Well, you know, Tim, that's the interesting thing with the people who seem to think that they know better than the rest of us what we should do with our lives. And women have a right. Women right now can choose or not to choose to have or not have children. That's a very simple thing. All you need to do is not have sex, and then you usually avoid getting pregnant that way. Of course, a lot of people think that's just an unrealistic thing. However, the point is that is an option. But, you know, I think when I listen to people who tell me those kinds of things, it is always this elitist kind of mentality that they think that they know better than you. And see, I'm one of these people who I don't think I know better than the next guy. I want them to be able to do what they want to do, and I'll do what I want to do.
Well, she obviously thinks 5.5 billion people are useless feeders, and she stated it emphatically.
Well,
because
yeah,
she thinks only 500 million out of 6 billion should be left on the face of the earth. So she thinks 5.5 billion people on this earth are useless feeders, and I recommend to her, I think that she's a useless feeder, go use the hefty bag.
Well, you know what? That is a good place for people to start, I think. That, you know, if they think there's too many people, they can always volunteer to bail out now.
Yeah.
That option is available. She wants options for women, for people. That is an option. It's always out there.
Yep.
Anyway, Tim, I want to thank you for calling and giving me your solicited, unsolicited, or solicited opinion.
Yeah, and let John know my heart took the torture today while he had the day off, because I can see John, if he was on there and that woman was talking to him. And I'm not demeaning you. You're a wonderful host, but John's entirely different you personality-wise. John's veins would be sticking out in his temples and his neck when that woman was putting on that blather.
Well, thanks for calling, Tim.
Thank
you. I appreciate it. You're welcome. Listen, we got another minute or so before we go to a break. I don't hear the music, so let's grab Thomas in Georgia. Hey, Tom, you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm fine. I wasn't going to call in until that the woman Mona called. I understand where she's coming from.
Hang on, Tom, because that's the cue music. We got to go to break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Don't go away, Tom. And Clinton, Texas, we're going to grab you as well. So hang in there, everybody. We shall return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future. Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I'm sitting in here today for John Stadtmiller, and we were talking with Thomas in Georgia when we went to break. Tom, go right ahead.
All I was going to say is I'm 39. I'm college educated. I've been around the California hippie types. I used to go to a lot of Grateful Dead concerts and still go see Fish and that sort of thing. And the folks that think the way that the woman out in California did, I mean, it's pretty common, especially amongst the crowd I just mentioned, that outdoor, like kayaking, mountain biking, you know, hippie concert going deal, which I'm all into. I'm not down with the with what she you know, spoke of. I believe that we should all be free, and we should live by Yahweh, Yeshua HaMashiach's law, and that means life is life, and we should create life any way that we should, any way we can, and preserve life. And what China does, or any of these governments, including ours, they all are death-oriented, make money off death, are about killing and ending life, which I am vehemently opposed against. Mankind's incapable of ruling and governing, whether it's Washington, whether, you know, even if we got Ron Paul elected, you still have a thousand other, you know, people there that are incapable of governing in Washington, and we really just need to be free, be left alone, to choose to live responsibly and respectfully to others, this world would be a much better place. You know,
I would have to agree with you there, Tom. I've got a lot of other callers lined up, so I really want to give everybody a chance to give their opinion today. So about 30 more seconds, Tom, and then I'm going to say so long, farewell. Okay?
The guy that called me before is angry and yelling and making fun of her. That does no good. That's negative energy. You know, with her negative energy, it's not creating anything positive. You know, if we're kind to those folks like Mona and love them anyway, then, you know, you might win them over eventually.
Well, you know, sometimes people get a little upset when they disagree with things. And, you know, that's okay, too. We're only human. Thanks for calling, Tom. I appreciate it. Clinton, Texas. Hi, Clint. Where are you in Texas? Clint? Okay. Well, then we'll go to Maryland and Nevada. Maryland, are you there?
No, Maryland, not Maryland.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
Hi, okay. We haven't talked for a while.
No.
But, you know, I try to listen.
I'm glad you do.
And
what's
I believe I heard most of the lady, I guess it's Mona, and I'm glad she called, and I'm glad she's thinking. I don't think she should be criticized either. I mean, we've been through a huge brainwashing, and, you know, when I was younger, I can pull rank maybe with age, but I see some of the people 20 years younger than I am that, you know, they believe some of the stuff they learned in the public school system, and, you know, you know, I read some of the liberal stuff and the people that are concerned. I mean, they, you know, at least they're thinking, but they believe this BS. Well, she doesn't believe. She knows it's a money-making scam, Al Gore. And I'm sure she knows that the payments go through Goldman Sachs for the global warming and so forth. But anyway, I mean, the birth rate is that we see actually is among the less educated people. And so if we just get the standard of living up for people, but we see the controllers of the world lowering the standard for people like us, even for in the United States. And, I mean, the more enlightened countries in the Middle East, they're the ones that have been attacked. I mean, Iraq had a very high standard of living, people going women going to college, and people are having many children in places like India and Pakistan because, I mean, they realize that they lose so many children, and the culture is that, you know, they wait for the children to grow up and take care of them in their old age. But when people are educated, they don't feel that way or like that they're going to lose half of their children, so they got to create more of them. So I think if the controllers would just leave us alone, quit trying to lower our birth rate, and let us do our own thing. I mean, and the environment, I mean, here they are punishing us for breathing, in effect. I mean, they're taxing us for a long time on breathing. I mean, think about emissions tests and this new, the smart meter, which I hate. And I mean, it's about tracking our global footprint and punishing us for using more than our share of the Earth's resources when, you know, there are so many resources. I mean, I have friends that are inventors, and they say that they have seen people who got off the grid, and the electrical company comes after them, and they say, we know you're doing something wrong. In other words, stealing energy. And they destroyed the home.
It's not about we're using too many resources. This is about power and control. This whole global warming hustle that's being created and enacted throughout the world is about controlling individuals. It's not about we're running out of water or we're running out of open space. That's just the vehicle. They use the environment as the vehicle to advance their agenda.
I understand. But if people realized, hey, you know, if it was about resources, and I believe I'd like to be off the grid, and if we had Tesla's technology, we'd have been off the grid. We wouldn't have had to be hooked up to the grid for the power company. You know, was it Westinghouse that said, yeah, but if we use your thing, how are we going to put a meter on it? How are we going to track it? Yeah. How are we going to charge? So I believe there are ways, if that were really the issue. I know it's not the issue, but if it was and they really cared about the earth, they would let us have the alternatives and people.
Yeah, well, it because that's not the issue.
I
want to thank you for calling. I've got a couple other callers that I want to be able to get everybody in before the show's over today. So thanks so much, Marilyn, for calling. I appreciate it. Roy in New Hampshire, are you on the line, Roy?
Hi. Hi, Maggie.
Hi. How are you?
I'm walking in the woods in New Hampshire.
You're walking in the woods. Well, good for you. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Oh, yeah, I live where Robert Frost first lived when he came north. He was another elitist, by the way.
Yeah, but there's a lot of them running around, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but anyway, what's always bothered me about the sustainability is, if you think about it, and if you do some anthropological research and study, all traditional tribal and primitive people throughout history, most of them, the ones who have been successful and in some cases very successful, they've all practiced sustainability. What the Agenda 21 UN thing has done is taken that word and turned it into something really evil, for sure. I mean, we all practice some kind of sustainability. You know, I have to sustain my money supply because, of course, I haven't figured out how to free myself from being the victim of the inflationary monetary system, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we all want to be good stewards of nature, and we want to make sure that we are wise owls, so to speak, in terms of what we do. But it isn't anything about what they're hustling. I mean, I try to, you know, I recycle, even though I know I think it costs more money to recycle stuff than it would be to just throw it all in a trash heap altogether. But anyway, you know, I try to do those kinds of things and be conscientious. I don't like to litter, those kinds of things. But what they're doing isn't anything about those common sense things. Roy, this is all about trying to control all of us and to enslave all of us. That's what they're all about.
Not to mention the global elitists who of course are behind Agenda 21 sustainable development, you know, in their view, and you know, global overpopulation and stuff. They've also, it's the same gang who's basically upset the traditional lives of people all over the planet.
Exactly.
When the Brits went to Australia, they hunted the Aborigines. Now they actually kind of idolize them, it seems, you know, and appreciate them. And, you know, there's Brits down there who have become friends with them and supportive of them. The government protects them now. But this is going on all through Africa. They completely upset a population, just like they're upset America now.
Wow.
And as far as population reduction goes, if you've seen any of these figures, and we can imagine the assortment of things that are connected to it, Britain and Italy, for two, and I'm not sure how accurate and true these figures are, they're both due to go down 20 million by, I think it's like 2020 or something like that. You know, what's bringing it down? I mean, I have read and also heard that the population in Italy has been dropping like a rock.
Well, there are sectors around the world where the population, and it's typically most of it happens to be Caucasian nations where the population is decreasing. They're not reproducing to maintain the status quo, so they're not having enough children to maintain the population of the Italians and the French and the Dutch and so on and so forth in the British. But other groups are having several children, and so they will end up outnumbering, and Caucasians will, of course, be a minority sooner than later. But
In successful traditional, you know, populations of, you know, peasant people and tribal people and stuff, they want to have a lot of children because they don't have Social Security BS.
Yeah, no, they don't have anything. Listen,
children
here,
about that extended family.
We were an agrarian society, and we did the same thing. Farmers had lots of kids to help out on the farm. Same mentality. Listen, Roy, I've got a couple other callers. Thank you for calling. Enjoy your walk in the woods. Let's go to John in California real quick. Hi, John. How are you?
Hi, doing well. Thank you for Janet this morning. I hope you have her back on with a class about how to do investigative reporting using the Public Records Act.
Okay.
Second,
I will keep that in mind.
There's a book that I have never needed anything else to destroy everything about population. It's called The War Against Population. The War Against Population, and it was done by an economist from Humboldt State University by the name of Jacqueline Kasun, K-A-S-U-N. Most people don't have any idea about this book, but it is so well footnoted and documented that the experts from Oxford even said that with current technologies back in the 80s, the world could produce an American-type diet for 35.1 billion people. 35.1 billion, which is seven times more than the existing population.
Yeah, yeah.
Without problem. It said also in there, she documented, that government sources and researchers have shown that the entire population of the world, including agriculture and industry and cities, could provide 1,300 square feet for each individual and fit entirely in the state of Texas, with the rest of the world empty.
Yeah, well.
This book is phenomenal.
I'll have to look it up because I am an incessant reader, so I'll take a look at that book. Thanks, John. I really want to try to grab everybody else who's online. So thanks for calling. I appreciate it. We have Beaver in Arkansas. Hi, Beaver.
Hello, Maggie. I had to call in, put my 2 cents worth in.
Well, you're entitled to do that. I'm glad you did. What's your 2 cents today, Beaver?
This whole thing all boils down to the book Animal Farm, when Napoleon said, some pigs are more equal
than others. Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Yep. All right, I'm out of here.
Okay,
you have a good one.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, Beaver. I appreciate it, and thanks for calling. Yeah, George Orwell really knew what he was talking about, didn't he? Let's go to E.T. in New Mexico. Hi, E.T. How are you? I haven't talked to you in a while. Hello, E.T. To E.T.
I'm sorry. Hello.
Hi, nice how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. Where have you been, E.T.? You've been hiding. You haven't called me in a while.
I know. I've been real sick. I've been kind of sick and laid up and got some sickness, but...
Oh, well, I'm glad you're feeling a little better. That's good.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks. I want to share that in the transportation industry and... that it's run by the Department of Transportation, or supposedly that the Department of Transportation sets themselves up as the authorities over the highways and over everybody who operates on the highways. And they're a military enterprise. They're a military organization because they compel truck drivers to log all their time driving, and they put these computers in the trucks that monitor the truck, everything it does when it's on, when it's off, how fast it's going, when it's turning right, turning left, when it's running, when it's off, when it's everything. And they expect you to comply with all these rules, and they don't pay you. They don't pay you to log. They don't pay you to comply with the rules, which thereby, ergo, means that you're doing it at the point of a gun. It's all military. This is all military. We're under military rule. All these government agencies are military. This is all military dictatorship.
Well, you know, I have to agree with you in a lot of respects, E.T. I really do, because the what's happening in this country with all the different departments and the intrusion into our lives and the eavesdropping and the things that they are doing and the way that you see a lot of different police officers behave and the SWAT teams that are being sent to people's houses at 6 o'clock in the morning because someone is late with their student loan payment. This isn't the America that the founding fathers envisioned in any way, shape, or form. This is the implementation of George Orwell's 1984. This is what we see happening here in this nation, is that boot. If you were listening from the beginning of the show and I played that clip from Orwell's 1984 and talking about the boot on the face of humanity, that's what we see coming forward at us. Is this boot going to stomp on the face of humanity? So I agree with you in a lot of ways, E.T. Things are absolutely out of control in this country, and that's why people are starting to wake up as rapidly as they are, because the boot is coming closer to their face, and it's coming in sight now. They can see it. Previously, it just existed on the horizon, and it wasn't clear, and they couldn't visualize what it was that was wrong. Well, now they're starting to recognize the shape of the boot is materializing right in front of them. They can see now what's happening, and it's not a pretty sight.
No. Anytime one man forces another man to do something and doesn't compensate him for it, then what is that?
It's called stealing. And listen, hang on, E.T. We got to go to the last break of this show, so hang on, everybody. We will be back in 3 minutes. You are listening to the National Intel Report. My name is Maggie Rodden, filling in for John.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and I am sitting in for John Stadtmiller. You are listening to the National Intel Report, and we've only got a few minutes left before, as I always say on my show, which you can listen to. I'm on at 10 o'clock Central Time, 10 a.m. Monday through Friday Central Time, right here on RBN. I always say that we're almost getting to the point where the fat lady's going to sing on this deal for another day, so we have a few more minutes. I'm not sure if E.T. is still on the line with me or not. Are you there, E.T.?
No, I'm gone. I'm way
You're
gone.
Not. Well, who's talking to me then? If it isn't you, is it your brother?
No. I just wanted to stick my two cents in, that's all.
Well, that's okay. You know, you're talking about trucking and all the massive regulations that they are enacting. And, of course, the whole purpose is power and control. And their goal is to collapse this economy, which they are doing a marvelous job of succeeding at that. And I was actually looking at something today, and it kind of pertains to what you're talking about here in a sense. But it was something from the ILO, the International Labor Organization, that was talking about 20 million jobs have been lost just since 2008. And that, they believe, will double by the end of next year. Think about that. Enormous. But, of course, we know why it is. The goal is to collapse the economy. So what you do is you implement strategies such as all of these so-called free trade agreements that were enacted, NAFTA, GATT, CAFTA. You do the whole game with the World Trade Organization. And, of course, voila, what do you
enact? Yeah, and who do you think is going to come in with the new plan, the new solution once the economy collapses? The same people who collapsed the economy in the first place.
Well, the new solution is we're going to all live in green ghettos in what they call these smart growth cities. We'll all be driven off of our land, which they are succeeding at doing that right now because they are implementing UN Agenda 21, which is the agenda for the 21st century. And the goal is to drive us off the land. They want 50% of the land mass in this nation to revert back to what they call the wild lands, where no human beings will set foot. And then around those wild lands will be a buffer zone of anywhere from 10 to 30% of the land mass. And in that buffer zone, there will only be limited human activity. And then the human beings will be living, who are left, will be living in these so-called smart growth cities, these human settlements that they are surrounded with these urban growth boundaries. And what that means is outside of those boundaries, no services will be provided. So you won't have pavement, you won't have plumbing, you won't have water, you won't have electricity, you're not going to have cable, you're not going to have anything. Because the goal is to drive you off your land and force you by hook or crook into these green ghettos, as I like to call them.
Right, they've already closed now 3,600 post offices in some of these remote locations. I guess
It's they're purely evil. These people are purely evil. But E.T., I know I'm running out of time here, so I want to thank you for calling. Good to hear from you, E.T., and I hope you feel better really soon. Thank you for calling tonight, E.T. I appreciate it. Take care. Hey, listen, everybody. Well, I hope you've enjoyed my sitting in John's seat for the last 2 hours, and I'm glad that you stayed on with me, and I'm glad that all of you who called in. I appreciate it. Listen, everybody, there's another great show that follows this one, and if you want to listen to me, tune in at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. Central Time, and you can hear me give my unsolicited opinion again. Hey, take care, everybody. I am glad that you were with me, and I hope John asks me to step in next time he needs a warm body who likes to talk, and that is me. Anyway, everybody, Republic Broadcasting Network is the place to be. So take care. And the next show will follow shortly, so don't change the dial. Don't leave your computer if you're listening online. Take care, everybody.
The next round of the worst financial